We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another edition, another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA.
That's right. Have a nice day with Jay. It all rhymes. Okay. Jay, yeah, thanks once again for producing such a wonderful show for us in the Genesee County area to have all these wonderful free services available to them and these wonderful guests. Yeah, I'm Stephanie Kay. You might recognize my voice. I did morning radio for 21 years with Mike and Stephanie in the morning, but I'm proud to be working for MTA right now, and I'm here with my special guest from last week. We invited her back. It is Ashley Seymour. She was born as a twin, and her brother had no ailments whatsoever, and she was born with a lot of medical issues, being totally blind and severe depression, but she has come through all of that. She's done downhill skiing. She's done dance classes. She's done the 10-mile run for the Crim 6 years in a row.
What hasn't she done?
Exactly. Our inspiration. Ashley, thank you for returning with us. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I know MTA helped get you to your therapy classes. They helped get you to volunteer. They helped get you to college where you have a degree from. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And we asked you what the best and the most agency that helped you. And you said it was Genesee Health Services or Systems. And so we really wanted to call them. And I have Carrie on the line right now. And Carrie has been a manager at Genesee Health Systems for 4 years. And she has a master's degree. She's from Central. Fire up chips. She has worked 16 years with local public health. And she's on the phone with us right now. I want to welcome you so much. Thank you for being with us here, Carrie.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure.
Well, I had to invite both of you on because Ashley, you had a message for Carrie. You'd not met her yet in person, but go ahead and tell her what you wanted to say.
I just really appreciate all of the people and services at GHS, and they've just been so helpful for me.
That is so wonderful to hear, Ashley. So thank you for sharing those sentiments. I know that we have a lot of impact on a lot of people's lives every day, but just to hear a real story is really wonderful. So thank you.
Well, I had a chance to meet Ashley, and she shared some of the severe depression that she was experiencing. And I got to tell you, Carrie, right now with the COVID and everything going on, there's a lot of people that might be experiencing depression and other issues that might not have enough pride to come out and say, might have too much pride to come out and say, I need help. And yet, like Ashley said, there is constant help out there. I shared with her last week that my sister, Diane, committed suicide when she was 24 years old, changed the entire dynamics of the family. I was only 15. Mm-hmm. So I know the need for help. And you provide some of the highest quality, most effective services available to meet the mental health out there in Genesee County. So tell us how you can help people. Like what all does Genesee Health Systems do for people?
So Genesee Health System is a specialty community mental health provider, and we've been in the community for 50 years. Basically, we provide services to residents in Genesee County, children, adults, families, anything related to mental health and or substance use issues. So we do recommend that if anybody wants to be screened for a mental health diagnosis or a substance use disorder or addiction diagnosis, we do recommend that they come see us. And basically what our employee will do is take them through a variety of real easy screening tools and decide what sort of therapy or what sort of treatment that they qualify for. And they help them hook them up to different resources, not only within our network, but then also within the community as well.
So if somebody does not have any kind of health insurance, are there free services to offer for the community?
Oh, yes, for sure. You know, the majority of our individuals that we do serve have Medicaid. However, if you do have private insurance, that doesn't mean that we can't help you. We certainly have some funding for some non-Medicaid services. And the really cool thing is that our Access Center is able to tell you exactly what you qualify for. And we actually have people that can help sign you up for insurance when you're here.
Oh, that's
good.
So
if it's something that... Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we do recommend that you call our Access Center first. Because of COVID, things have changed our operations. We do the majority right now of our services, a lot of them are telephonic or virtual. Sure. So we do recommend that you call us first, just to make sure we can do a lot of this stuff over the phone.
And can you give us that phone number? Do you have that handy?
Sure.
Oh, what is that number?
Yep. It's 810-257-3000. 3740, and that's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Give it to us one more time, because if somebody's trying to write that down, I want to make sure they have that number in case they do need it, please.
Make sure they're not driving.
So it's 810-257-3740. But I would also like to let people know that we do have crisis services 24/7. We have a crisis hotline, and it is the same number. So you don't have to call between 8 and 5. You can call that number at any time.
And that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
Yes.
That's awesome. Now, also, I know that you have offered this recently, and that is an alternative. You can text to a number as well.
Yes, absolutely. So you can be hooked up with a trained crisis counselor by texting Flint, F-L-I-N-T, to this number, which is 741-741.
Oh, so that's easy.
741 twice. Yeah, 741-741, and then just texting the word Flint. And that's kind of like you'll get hooked up with the crisis counselor, and they'll kind of walk you through the steps of what to do.
Well, that is so great to know. I thank you for that. Now, I know, Ashley, you use those services as well, correct? I mean, you use that.
I did. I just graduated from there, or whatever they call it. But I did use those services for several years.
Several years. Okay, so there's no limit to when you can use these services, Carrie? I mean,
No, as long as, it's absolutely fine. And we have people that work with a case manager for years and just get to where they need to be. So congratulations, Ashley. That's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
So could it be for somebody maybe going through a divorce and just depressed? Or could it be for somebody who has a drug problem they're trying to overcome? Could it be for anything?
I always recommend people to call, okay, because I will let you know that we do treat definitely severe mental illness. So if let's just say that they aren't as severe as what some of the offerings that we have treat, we will always recommend some different alternatives to the consumer, whether it's different outpatient therapy and things like that. So absolutely. So we welcome people to call with any mental health or substance use issues. And we'll get you on the right track, whatever the appropriate level of care is.
Awesome. Now, are there other services that are offered through the Genesee Health System?
Well, you talked a little bit about, Stephanie, you talked about suicide a little bit, and I just would want to, again, reiterate that we do have that crisis line, so it's 24 hours, 7 days a week. We do recommend that people call or text. We have the National Suicide Hotline as well. If somebody doesn't feel like calling someone local, that is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K, and so we do recommend those types of things. The cool thing about Genesee Health System is that we also have a primary health clinic. It's called the Genesee Community Health Center, and because we do believe with mental health, it really should be integrative treatment, meaning we shouldn't just treat the mental health symptoms, but we should also treat the overall primary health of a being to get everything optimal, right? So if we determine that somebody is looking for a new medical home or a new primary care provider, we can offer that, and it's right across the street from us. So that's awesome. We also, at our Genesee Community Health Center, offer medication-assisted treatment, which helps people that are suffering from addiction and might need the medicated approach. So, and that's, we have our nurse practitioners who are able to do that.
Well, I don't think people realize just how many wonderful services are available to Genesee County out there to anybody who might be listening right now, or like I was saying, you might have a loved one or a neighbor or a friend that you see needs help. And I just want to thank you for being there and what all you guys do over there at Genesee Health Systems, because it's just nice to know that it's there, it's free, and if not, you can find other ways to help these people. So once again, give us that crisis hotline number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
810-257-3740.
Well, Carrie, thank you so much for your time and for all you've done. Is there any last minute things you'd like to give us? Any last minute words of advice or encouragement or information you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I guess I would just encourage people to know that recovery from a mental illness and or a substance use disorder is possible, and there's hope out there. And we really would ask that you turn to us, and we'll get you in the right direction, at least let you know what's out there to help you. That's it.
Well, thank you. You just reiterated what Ashley had said last week, and she had said that hope is out there, and just try to see the positive and have fun. And is that what I go ahead, Ashley? Is that what, go ahead, if you put it in your own words?
Yes, exactly. And so, it's just great to have Genesee Health Systems out there, and they will get you hooked up in the right direction. So definitely give them a call. Give their screening center a call.
Well, thanks to both of you for being on today. Carrie, thank you for taking your time. And Ashley, once again, thanks for returning.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie.
You are welcome. Now, next week, you know, every week we have something better and better, just wonderful. Next week, if you need insurance and don't have it, I actually found I use this as Genesee Health Plan. And they have free dental, free vision, free medical for those that might need it if you qualify. So we're going to be talking to them next week. So tune in and find out how you can be helped with Genesee County with On the Road with MTA.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.